to Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1 is Big Mike. Man, I'm excited to get this man back in the studio. Always makes time for us when he's out here at Comedy Works. He's back in the studios from his countless memorable movie roles, TV roles, SNL. He's got his TV show, Real Rob.
I wouldn't
Rob.
Say countless, but thank you.
Countless, a whole bunch.
I have a show on Netflix now, Real Rob.
It's a very long IMDb page when you scroll through that. But
I've
this,
been around a long time, yes.
This weekend, he is at Comedy Works.
I was always the youngest guy in the... on the set. Now I'm the old guy. I don't know how that happened.
But it's weird how time does that.
It does happen.
But this weekend, he's at Comedy Works South. Rob Schneider,
Comedy
everybody.
South, thank you.
What's up, man? Welcome back.
There's one person here. I like how that, but God bless.
To everybody that's listening through the speakers.
Well, thank you.
To the tens and tens and hundreds of thousands of people listening to Comedy 103.1.
Oh, yeah?
We'd like to welcome you.
Thank you very much.
What's been going on with you, man?
Well, I'm just, I'm out here. I think maybe the best club in the country, or it can be. If he has people in it.
Yeah.
I'm sure empty is not as interesting. But
It's actually great. Pretty nice empty.
Yeah, is it pretty?
Yeah, not that I'm hoping it's empty, but if you just happen to go like during the day and check it out, it's a very awesome club.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it's better with people.
Yeah.
It's a good place. I like Denver for comedy. We were just here recently. I was here with Adam Sandler and Norm Macdonald, I think, last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And or whenever the hell it was. I don't even know. But it was great. You know,
yeah.
It was the big place downtown.
Yeah.
We had about 5,500 people.
Awesome.
That's I don't think we're gonna have that many people at the Comedy Works here.
I don't know. We see. We
the landmark.
Just line
we'll
them up.
In
yeah.
A few.
Yeah.
It's good.
You know, and last time you were here, you stopped by Comedy. At that time,
yeah.
You were just getting ready to release Real Rob on Netflix. Like a month later, now
yes.
From what I hear, next week there's an announcement for season two.
That's right, season two. Hopefully, they'll let me announce it next weekend.
Yeah,
they're not 100% sure. It's a big company, Netflix, so they do whatever they want to do. But it's a Netflix original now, so that was pretty good.
Yeah,
we just made it ourselves and sold it to Netflix, and now they're paying for season two. So it's a fun show and. It's kind of more British than it is American in the mm-hmm. sense of it's a half hour sitcom and, you know, it's all filmed and you can really do something interesting if it's a half hour,
mm-hmm.
you know, like on CBS when I had a show there, it was like 20 minutes and 30 seconds. You know, if you take a dump, you're going to miss half the show pretty much.
Yeah.
Whereas our show, you still get about 2/3 of the show left.
Yeah. You get that extra 8 minutes. You get to fill it up. And, you know,
actually, we're 32 minutes.
Oh, nice. Great. And you know, talk about a labor of love. I mean, not only did you act in it, but you paid for it. You directed it.
Not this series.
But when you started it, like when you decided you want to do Real Rob, I mean, you know, it's one thing when you have a company paying for that and all that. I mean, you wrote it, directed it. And then to have that work, because Netflix doesn't just keep seasons going. As you've seen this season, they actually dropped some what people thought were pretty popular shows. So for them to bring it back. Means that, you know, people are actually loving the show, and that's awesome for them
nice.
To bring it back.
And the creative freedom has been great. I mean, I've been like, this season, zero notes, which is great. You know, when I was working at the network, they had, the note was like, I don't think your wife should be taking her eye makeup off watching TV. And I said, well, that's what my wife does. Well, tell her the network doesn't believe it. And I'm like, okay. I knew we were sunk right there. So I had
Wants realism?
I had no dummies telling me what to do this time.
It's awesome, man.
Yeah, it's been good.
And you know, that's what's awesome about Netflix is like, it's, I mean, it's such a worldwide, you know, entity. Like, it doesn't matter.
It's 109 countries.
Yeah. Wow.
Fantastic. So we're going to go 100. We'll be in 109 countries, you know, next month or whenever they release it. So that's exciting. And, you know, all you want to do is do something that you think is funny. And then hopefully other people get a chance to enjoy it, too. So my heroes are like John Cleese and. You know, Fawlty Towers was such a funny show.
Mm-hmm.
And so, just, you know, the guy to play a guy who's that big of an a-hole, I love it. You know?
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's a great time. I think it's a real boom in comedy right now.
Definitely.
So, you know, in stand-up comedy, there's some great ones out there that are touring. And this is one of the better places to come. I think, you know, Wendy, who this is her club here. She's Wendy Curtis. She really, I think she worked at a club or knew a club. And then, like... Well, if I have a club one day, this is what it should look like. And so she really did. She built like the perfect place. It's like, it reminds me of like the best club I think in the world for jazz is in the East End in London.
Hmm.
It's Ronnie Scott's and Kevin Spacey just bought it a couple of years back, and it's perfect. You know, it just has everybody's got the good sight lines. And it's got, you can hear really good, and it's, you know, it's dark so you can hide. So if you laugh at something that's off color, you're not being judged by your neighbors, you know. So it's just in that sense, it's you know, it's very similar to me, and I love that place. So I love the place here. So it's gonna be fun. I mean, we talk about what's happening in the world and my own personal life, and try to make it fun for an hour. And I think people come and have a good time.
I think that's important nowadays. I mean, there's so much craziness going on in the world. Right? Craziness in the world. Obviously, what just happened in Barcelona, and like you just came back from Spain. You and your wife recently, right?
We were just in Madrid, yes.
Yeah.
Just 2 weeks ago.
And I mean, with all that craziness, I mean, comedy shows are, a good, sometimes you need a release at the end of the week. You need to just forget about everything that's going on.
I think it's more than just the release. I think people also kind of, I think for some of the, there's some great comedians out there like Bill Burr and Louis C.K. and Norm Macdonald and as such, and, Dave Chappelle. And these guys kind of, Americans, I think particularly, they work harder. Not necessarily they work harder, but they would definitely work longer hours than the European counterparts. So basically, the average European will work 40 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Americans will work 57. And that's not including the commute.
Yeah.
So you're talking about, 65, 70 hours maybe a week for Americans. And then they're taking the kids to school. So they're exhausted. And they're not having a lot of time to necessarily, in-depth think about particular issues and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So at least a comedian will have just a slightly bit more time to kind of break down some of the things that are happening. And I think it's kind of fun to do that. And kind of, I like to subvert people to my point of view. And humor is very, is the best way I can think of to do it.
Awesome. Well, we have Rob Schneider. He's at Comedy Works South of the Landmark. Get those tickets at comedyworks.com. And I have to say, when you look at just the history of film and movies, you'll always have, like I mentioned, you've done, I think with Sandy Wexler is either the 19th or 20th film you guys have done together.
Yeah.
And
with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, when you look at the history, there's always all these awesome quotes. There's no other line than when I'm just walking around or online than you can do it. And, everywhere you go.
We did it in about six movies, yeah.
Do you remember where that started? Was that was that part of a script? Was that
an
ad-lib?
Adam Sandler just had, I only had time to do a weekend to go and do this, the bit in, so they just filmed all my stuff in 2 days for The Waterboy. And Adam just thought it was going to be a funny thing because, it was just trying to call back with some kind of catchphrase. And it was just, the more you did it, the sillier it was. And it was just some stupid, goofy guy. And I think stand-up, I think, and movies, just the sillier, the better.
Yeah.
And so Adam at his best is when he's silliest. And I think The Waterboy is a silly, really fun movie.
Oh, yeah.
That people can enjoy and just watch. My daughter's 4. She can watch that movie and laugh. That's one of those things that I think, comedy at its best is when it's silly.
Yeah.
And that's what I try to do in my stand-up, believe it or not. It's just take some serious situations and ideas and then make them as silly as you can. I think people are, I don't know if they're looking for that, but that's definitely what I do.
Well, we want to thank you because that's what you're bringing this weekend to Comedy Works South of the Landmark. We want to thank you for always making time for us when you stop into town.
Thank you. Good continued success for you. We need a comedy radio station.
Appreciate that. It's our 5th birthday this year right here. We're going to do it at Comedy Works. So thanks so much, Rob Schneider. Get those tickets at comedyworks.com.
Thank you.
It's Comedy 103.1.